This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. New data out today show foreclosures down, but there are still some pretty rough spots out there. Research firm RealtyTrack says the first half of the year had 11% fewer filings than the same period last year, but the latest numbers are still higher than pre-recession levels, and in some areas they are way higher. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace has more.
New Jersey is the state with the highest foreclosure rate. Linda Fisher is a law professor at Seton Hall near Newark.
As they say in real estate, it's always location, location, location.
She says places like Trenton and Atlantic City have these concentrated pockets of empty homes, some of which have been abandoned by banks, which in turn drives down property values further. That's the case in Rochester, New York. Ruhi Maker is a lawyer at the Empire Justice Center.
You can't even give the houses away in certain parts of the city of Rochester because we have thousands of vacants.
And little money to repossess and fix those. This is disproportionately happening in communities of color. Julia Gordon with the National Community Stabilization Trust says the reasons for all this depend also on location.
In some places, the housing recovery is difficult because economic recovery has not come.
But in other places, the overall economy is growing. The mortgage crisis just has a long tail. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.